From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is a special pledge drive edition of Reveal. I'm Al Letson. This hour, we're going to play some of our favorite stories from the past year about public health and the environment. And we start with a story that first aired in June about how medical misinformation spreads, creating what the World Health Organization has since called an infodemic. Reveal's Ike Sriskandaraja unravels one conspiracy theory about the COVID-19 vaccine.
Today, we're going to start back on October 2nd, 2020. President Trump just tested positive for the coronavirus. The country is accelerating into its third wave, and vaccines are still months away. But pandemic be damned, here in New York City, you still have to move your car for street sweeping. So early one morning, I walk out of my building with everyone else parked on the Friday side of our narrow street. I get in the car and I turn on my radio.
Good morning, USA!
To The Breakfast Club. Why don't we start our show that way?
Charlamagne the God. Peace to the planet, it's Friday!
The Breakfast Club is a popular radio show based in New York. It's syndicated across the country and gets 8 million listeners a month and millions more watch online. One day, it's Redman promoting a 420 rap battle. The day before that, it's Pete Buttigieg talking infrastructure. And this morning, in October, Charlamagne the God, the most outspoken of the three hosts, is riffing on the president's positive test.
What does Charlamagne think? I have a few thoughts. First of all, I'm not about to be happy that Trump and Melania got corona. I will never celebrate something happening to a person that I don't want to happen to me and mine.
And I'm listening along, kind of nodding my head, like, I wonder what is going to happen to the president. He's in his 70s, he's overweight. And as I'm thinking this, Charlamagne takes the conversation in a direction I don't see coming.
But the conspiracy theorist in me simply doesn't believe it. I really just feel like this is a ploy to change the headlines, or it's a ploy to, you know, get y'all to line up to take that goddamn value menu vaccine that they're going to be rolling out, because he's going to be the first person to act like he's taking it and be the hero. And next thing you know, all of y'all going to have microchips in y'all booties right in time for goddamn Thanksgiving.
Microchips? In the vaccine.
Millions of people line up to get it, and boom! Microchip implants for all of y'all.
Before we go any further, we gotta say there is no microchip in any of the vaccines. And maybe Charlamagne is assuming that his listeners know this theory is laughably bogus when he says,
and next thing you know, you're gonna have a microchip in your ass.
But by the fourth time he repeats it, I'm wondering, we all know he's joking, right? There are lots of reasons people give for not getting a COVID vaccine. Lack of access, personal choice, general distrust. Then there are the conspiracy theories, which have spiked during the pandemic. The World Health Organization calls it an infodemic, where dangerous medical misinformation sows chaos and mistrust and makes the pandemic even worse. Recently, it's been so bad that the WHO has named vaccine hesitancy one of the top 10 threats to global health. In the US, the end of this pandemic feels so close, literally an arm's length away, but only if enough arms get the vaccine. Does hearing a bogus theory like the one I heard in my car about microchips, does that actually influence people? I called a doctor who works at the closest hospital to where I heard that conspiracy on the radio, Dr. Jordan Dow.
So for the past 4 years, I've been in residency at Kings County Hospital / SUNY Downstate in Brooklyn.
Dr. Dow works in a major public ER that serves mostly Black and Latino patients. And when we spoke earlier this year, he'd been getting a lot of questions about the COVID vaccines.
Yeah, almost regularly, almost daily. And then also, you know, like nursing staff who comes up and asks, like, is this safe? And other staff in the hospital who says, is this safe?
Whenever those questions came up with patients or staff, Dr. Dow listened.
I first have to hear all their concerns. I have to let them get it all out because I don't know what of my concerns are irrelevant to them. So I just want to hear, like, what are, like, the main things that keep you from doing this?
Patients would tell him they're suspicious of how quickly the drug was developed, the financial interest of drug companies. All of that, Dr. Dow was happy to discuss.
Appropriate skepticism, I think, is essential.
No, it's not skepticism. It's actual distrust.
Charlemagne the God, on The Breakfast Club earlier this year, takes it even further.
And I'm sick of people acting like the distrust Black people have for that vaccine isn't warranted. I've never seen this government be in a rush to combat any other ailments in the Black community. Not the racial wealth gap, not police brutality, not lack of health care, mental and physical. But all of a sudden, y'all want to come in and save us with this vaccine? It's been too much malpractice done to melanated people for us to just all of a sudden trust y'all in regards to this vaccine. I don't care what Black person y'all get to take it publicly.
Charlemagne was unconvinced by PSAs of Black celebrities getting the vaccine. Dr. Dow, who is Black and Latino, also was unmoved by vaccine testimonials. He had to vet the trial studies and the peer-reviewed data himself before he was ready to trust the vaccine enough to take it, which eventually he did. Dr. Dow is open about his own distrust of the medical system, but there's another kind of skepticism he has less patience for.
Like, the things I'm sick of hearing are that we're putting a 5G microchip in with a swab.
This is a variant on the microchip vaccine conspiracy theory I had heard. Dr. Dow's patients worried that a tiny piece of tracking technology was at the end of the little COVID test Q-tip going up their nose. And apparently, this conspiracy theory came up a lot.
So I had to swab like hundreds of people and like 20% of them thought I was putting something in their nose. And like, I would just look at them like, this is not the time to play. Can we please move on?
But lots of Americans are having a hard time moving on from this very concern. A poll found that more than one in four adults said they don't know if the COVID vaccines contain a tracking microchip. That's nearly 70 million Americans.
This one in particular, this microchip one, is just big. It's everywhere.
Joan Donovan is the research director of the Shorenstein Center at Harvard. She's a leading expert on disinformation. And early in the pandemic, she studied the spread of this lie.
It touches all different kinds of folks, and it keeps coming up in these different ways.
The microchip conspiracy theory has infected communities, urban and rural, Black and white, liberal and conservative. And she tracked the lie all the way back to where it started.
The microchip stuff comes out of this very nascent conspiracy.
So let's do a little conspiracy contact tracing. Like so many conspiracy theories, this one's based on a tiny kernel of truth. On March 18th, 2020, Bill Gates logged on to a Reddit AMA to answer people's questions about the new surging pandemic. And in that chat, he predicted one day we would all carry a digital passport for our health records. Not a microchip, but some kind of e-vaccination card that we would show to get into places. The next day, a website that calls itself the first and only news source on biohacking wrote about Gates' comment. I talked with their admin, who goes by the name Cypher, and this is gonna get weird. Cypher belongs to a community of biohackers who advocate for human implantable microchips. They also have them. And they gave their blog post the untrue headline, "Bill Gates will use microchip implants to fight coronavirus." But even these futurists couldn't have predicted what would happen next.
Hello, this is Adam with Law of Liberty. I want to share an article with you today. Look at this. Bill Gates will use microchip implants to fight coronavirus. That's right, Bill Gates.
Just 2 days after the blog post, a Baptist pastor from Jacksonville, Florida, makes a biblical case.
It's not just an implantable ID system. It's literally worshiping this beast, which is the Antichrist, that gives glory to the dragon, which is the devil. That is Satan. So this mark of Satan that Bill Gates warns about, hey, it's true.
It's not. But this video, with its incomprehensible logic, quickly gets 1.6 million views, an order of magnitude more than anything the pastor's account had ever received. A few days later,
Bill Gates invents this chip, and they just announced that they're considering using it.
A New York comedian uploads this.
Now, once they have that chip in your body, who knows what they're gonna do, right?
A day later,
we know for sure it's a plandemic.
A survivalist joins in.
Bill Gates doesn't want anybody moving around in the country or abroad without a certificate verifying that they've been vaccinated.
Tell me if you've heard this one. A pastor, a comedian, a doomsday prepper all walk into a, well, that joke's not worth repeating. But people repeat this lie all over YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook.
But it's really a story about Roger Stone.
Again, Joan Donovan, disinformation researcher at Harvard.
Which is just Roger Stone being Roger Stone.
Roger Stone, political advisor to Donald Trump, who was convicted of repeatedly lying to Congress, makes a guest appearance on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, New York City.
Roger Stone standing by, Joe Piscopo on the radio.
Joe Piscopo is an early SNL star who now hosts one of those incredibly long daily talk shows. And it's here on April 13th, 2020, during the fourth hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, that Roger Stone becomes one of the super spreaders this lie has been waiting for.
First of all, thank you. Roger Stone, the legend, on the phone with Joe Piscopo.
Piscopo barely tees up Stone with a question about the virus before Stone lays in.
Here's how I try to break it down.
Please.
Whether Bill Gates played some role in the creation and spread of this virus is open for vigorous debate.
Wow.
I have conservative friends who say it's ridiculous. I have others who say it's absolute. But here's what I do know for certain. He and other globalists are definitely using it in a drive for mandatory vaccinations and microchipping people so we can tell, quote unquote, whether you've been tested. You know what I say, Joe? Over my dead body. Over my dead body.
Later that afternoon, the New York Post runs the headline, Roger Stone, Bill Gates may have created coronavirus to microchip people.
And then it just went totally, you know, brr on Facebook.
Brr is disinformation expert slang for the moment a rumor jumps from the fringe into popular consciousness. The New York Post story and the Baptist pastor's video are liked and shared all over Facebook.
And we don't really know how it's developed since then.
Since April of 2020, the lie keeps spreading and mutating.
A recent Microsoft patent, 060606, aka 666, involves another implantable device for the
into new variants.
They have to have a sensor attached or installed into the body, which you'll be paid in cryptocurrency.
Reaching new hosts.
And these chips, by the way, aren't just the little passive ones. With the super sensors now, they can actually
across the globe.
In italiani, questo video condivido importanti informazioni relative all'impianto di microchip RFID.
Guarda sua idea. Gates Foundation. Telah menggunakan implant microchip tangan mereka.
But the viral lie at the center stays the same.
Where this ends, and I know this sounds like the stuff of madness, and 12 months ago, you would never hear this come out of my mouth, but this does end with a little tiny microchip in our hands so that it's easier to get in the pub and out.
When I reached out to YouTube to ask how they moderate medical misinformation, no one would talk to me. Instead, a representative sent a statement saying they've removed 900,000 misleading videos about the coronavirus, including 30,000 videos just about vaccines. YouTube even has a policy banning videos that claim there are microchips in the vaccine. But in April, when I was reporting this story, all the YouTubes you heard were still live, including the video that helped spark this whole conspiracy theory, the one from that Baptist pastor in Florida.
Embedded quantum dots into the body to keep your medical records And this is part of a larger agenda. This is part of...
It had racked up nearly 2 million views. So I sent YouTube a link asking why this viral video was still active. 48 hours later, and more than a year after it first went up, YouTube decided to take it down. In total, the company removed 6 out of the 7 videos I asked about. The comedian got to stay. TikTok removed 5 out of 6 videos I asked about. And Facebook says it removed 16 million pieces of content that violated its COVID and vaccine misinformation policy. And says it slapped warning labels on 167 million pieces of content rated false by their fact-checking partners. But even that jaw-dropping amount is just a fraction of what experts say is out there. The Center for Countering Digital Hate, an international NGO that studies online misinformation, found that platforms failed to act on 95% of COVID and vaccine-related misinformation reported to them. So when people go looking for information about the vaccine, there's a chance that the first thing they run into might be a lie.
It's a life and death decision.
And Joan Donovan says that could sway whether or not people choose to get vaccinated.
We don't know how many people are not showing up to the doctors because they believe this, but the ones that do feel vulnerable, and that vulnerability is totally artificial.
If the platforms are petri dishes of bad information, who's paying attention to those lies and trying to inoculate the public with timely, accurate, real information? Polls show many Americans haven't made up their mind yet about the vaccine, and 20% say they refuse to get it. How much of that has to do with misinformation? And what does that mean for the end of the pandemic? I called one more doctor.
So I'm Lee Riley. I'm professor of infectious disease at the School of Public Health at the University of California, Berkeley, professor and head of the Division of Infectious Disease and Vaccinology.
Dr. Riley says something I hadn't heard anyone else say before. And in a way, it's good news.
I'm not that concerned about the 20% of the people who end up not receiving the vaccine, because many of these people will get naturally infected. And if they get naturally infected, they'll become immune.
Unfortunately, it's not good news for everybody.
If they continue to resist getting the vaccine, yes, they'll get sick. Many of them will get hospitalized. And, you know, some of them will actually die.
Well, it sounds a little cold to the people who they're no longer with us.
Well, you know, this is their belief system, and they made the decision to not get the vaccine so they can exercise their personal liberty. This is what happens. Nature always takes care of itself.
But our information ecosystem doesn't.
That story is from Reveal's Ike Sriskandaraja. Charlemagne the God and the New York Post did not respond to queries about their role in spreading the conspiracy. But Roger Stone said the idea of a microchip in order to track who's been vaccinated is no crazier than the idea of a vaccine passport. And the Baptist pastor in my hometown of Jacksonville also defended his right to question the safety of the vaccine and said he's continuing to avoid the vaccine himself. If you want to know what the government is, or rather isn't, doing about vaccine misinformation, read our tech story. You can find it on The Verge or on our site, revealnews.org. And if you want to keep this type of fact-based journalism alive, you can, by supporting this public radio station. Here's how.